This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, this is Christina. Remember a few years ago when we put our house on the market? We had 6 offers, all of them above asking price. Well, we decided we'd like to do that again. Call me.
In what world? Got to introduce buyers to the market, buyers and sellers. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Department of Real Estate. Great guest joining me today, segment 2 and maybe 3, Mr. Ron Wolf, who I actually learned for the first time has an E at the end of his name. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Ron Wolf.
Thank you, Mark. Great to be here.
Okay, we're going to take the first segment, though, and we're going to cover a lot of great information on the second segment with Ron about new laws from 2011, what's happening in the rental market. So if you're a property owner, you own one unit or manage 5,000 like Ron, or if you're a tenant, that's some good information, or you're thinking about maybe becoming a landlord someday, some really good information, and kind of melds over to some other issues as well. For this first segment, and of course the fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly year to date. And but for the first segment, I'm actually going to cover the first 4 weeks of the year compared to going back to 2006. How do we compare for the first 4 weeks out of the gate compared to the last several years? And we'll also take a look at year over year, just a quick look, 2010, 2011, single family and condos, and the short sales and REOs. Quick 2 announcements first. Coming up, you can hear what the chief economist from the California Association of Realtors has to say about real estate. And Ron and I were at a nice UCSB Peter Rupert guest last week. And he should be on maybe in a week or two to fill us in. But this is the chief economist, California Association of Realtors, Leslie Appleton Young. She'll be at the Fess Parker's Doubletree Thursday, February 9th, 2012. At 4 p.m., review and forecast, and then followed by some appetizers, no host bar. You can call the Association of Realtors, pick up a ticket, and 963-3787, 963-3787, extension 3. Talk to Allie Parker. And the big fundraiser at the Santa Barbara Botanical Gardens is a 9th annual orchid show at Earl Warren's, way out there, March 17th, 2012. Big dance, music, auction. Call 682-4726. 682-4726, extension 102 for tickets there. So let's look at the first 4 weeks of the year, how we bounded out of the gate. And, you know, it's pretty impressive. Now, 4 weeks does not a trend make, but I got to tell you, 60 single-family closings the first 4 weeks of the year, 2012. And we haven't had 60 closings the first 4 weeks of the year since 2006, when we had 68. Of course, back in 2006, the median price was almost a million two, and the median price for 2012, $807,000 for the first 4 weeks of the year, which is better than the entire year of 2011 median price, which was $791,000. So big number of sales coming out of the gate. And the compared to 2011, we only had 35. Does it mean something? Well, in 2010, we had 55 out of the gate and only 35 in 2011 for the first 4 weeks of the year. Number of sales, single family. Carp to Goleta, MLS only. And of course, in 2011, we ended up passing 2010, despite the fact that we... So does it mean anything? No. But it's better than having 30 out of the gate. 60 is better than 30. So in 07, we had 59. And in 08, we had 38, 34 in 09. So that's a good number out of the gate. And... that's good to see. And a lot of pendings also for the first 4 weeks. This week, 32 pendings for 1 week. So let's see some sales. People are snapping stuff up. It's on the low end. People are buying. So what else did I promise? Oh, okay. Here's a number you want to listen to. I'm going to read out numbers. And this is going back to 2006 all the way to 2011. So each number I'm going to read you represents a year, the year 2006. Number one, the entire year 2006. One, 15, 86, 160, 184, and up to 2011, 251. What do you think those, Brian? There's a trend from 2006, I just read the numbers, from 1 to 251. What could those numbers represent? Any idea? Any guess?
That's a tough one, but looks like things are starting to improve. That's a good positive sign.
Well, that couldn't have been more opposite of the truth, what you just said, unfortunately, because it's actually a negative number. It's the number of short sales and REOs, but you know, it could have been a lot of things. It was kind of a stab in the dark, so I didn't expect you to answer that question. It actually represents the number of short sales and REOs from 2006 to 2011, and I'll read it to you again now that you know what it is. Back in 06, I don't think we had a category to track them. One for the entire year. 15 the next year. 86 in 08. 160 in 2009. Doubled. Number of short sales and REOs from 2008 to 2009. 184 in 2010, so not a big increase, 160 to 184. But from 2010 to 2011, went from 184 to 251. And I remember some kind of stat that I figured out. It was something like in 2010, it was one in five single-family homes. This is not even counting condos. One in five, and in 2011, it went to one in four sales were either short sale or foreclosed. So that's a big number, and that is a contributing factor why we have that short sale, why we have the median price for 2011 down pretty low. It's the impact of these short sales and REOs. Not to say that, of course, all the prices above $1 million, everything has gone down. I'm not trying to put all the blame on the short sales and REOs, but that is what's really pulling down that number. And for condos, we had in 2011, we had 308 sales, median price of $418,000 for the year condos. And in 2010, we had 324 sales. So we actually went down in the number of condos from 2010 to 2011, while we went up in the number of single-family homes. Quite a bit up, almost one per week, almost 52 more sales in single family, and yet we dropped a little in the number of sales in condos. And then finally, Montecito. Montecito, the number of sales went up from 132 sales in 2010 to 149 sales in 2011, just looking at Montecito. And the median price dropped from about 2.4 to 2.1 in those sales. But significant increase from 132 to 149 in Montecito from 2010 to 2011. Okay, that's a little bit of the update for the first 4 weeks of the year, 2012, and year over year on condos and single family homes. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with a lone wolf, Ron Wolf. He's a property manager managing over 5,000 units. I don't know how he sleeps at night. And we're going to talk about new laws that affect you if you're a renter or if you own one home. Some interesting stuff going on with Mr. Ron Wolf. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.